Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Dire Straits bringing us back. Mark Knopfler on lead guitar. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our good friend Ellen Rohr. She's the author of a number of books, including The Weekend Biz Plan, the Bare Bones Biz Plan, also Where Did the Money Go, barebonesbiz.com. Is that right, Ellen?
That's right.
So check that out, her website. She's a great member of our Brain Trust. We're talking about sports metaphors use, that you should use, to think about how to manage your people and grow your business. Chemistry. How big a deal is chemistry? You know, you hear, one of the things I love hearing, and as a guy I do, maybe other people don't, but I love hearing coaches talk about intangibles.
Well,
they tell you that X's and O's, blocking and tackling, hits and catches, you know, all that kind of stuff, those are important, but they're intangibles that they say are what makes the difference between winners and losers.
Well, I maintain that the intangibles are a result of people being successful. For instance, like in the course of the season, you might hear players pointing the finger at somebody else, pointing the finger at owners and managers, and there's grumbling between the guys, blah, blah, blah. Then you take those same guys, go to the locker room when they've won the World Series, and it's, I love you, man.
Right.
It's all over.
Right.
Right? That winning creates a great chemistry. So if you can help people be successful, that's your best shot at creating that energy. And it's a paradox. Because
and you can have a winning culture without,
yeah.
I mean, winning doesn't mean that they don't play the World Series or the Super Bowl every week. They only do it once a year, right? So you have to have a winning culture all year long, don't you?
Well, you have to work on it, and it's going to ebb and flow, and it will be the same at your company, too. But if you're helping people, if there is a behavioral effort to help people be good at their individual posts, the paradox is that an individual has their job to do, and someone else has their job to do, and that these moments when they're both doing their job successfully and can connect. So if the quarterback is throwing the ball, the receiver still has to catch it for him to get his stat. Those moments where they're both doing their jobs well so that the team can come together and do something, magical,
mm-hmm.
That's what creates the chemistry. So don't work on the chemistry. Work on helping people be successful, and the chemistry will flow. If they know that you're backing them up, and again, you're not going to catch every pass, you're not going to win every game, but if we're helping you get good, if that's the overall culture, you're going to be just fine.
I like that.
You want to be able to measure if a guy is willing and capable, and if they are, your coaching, your training, your sales class should help them get good. And if they don't, then perhaps they're not willing or capable.
Well, that's right. I've always said for a long time that I'll hire for intelligence and attitude over experience any time.
Yes, but the responsibility then becomes yours to offer training that's
right.
going to be appropriate. Then you're off to the races. You get a basically willing and capable guy. I look for base hitters. I look for solid winners. The superstar is welcome and may emerge.
I love
but
it.
You can still win with a solid group of basically good guys. You don't need a team of superstars.
Every guy loves a woman who will use sports metaphors. I bet you were fun on a date, Ellen. So talk to us about leadership.
Well, a good manager is going to help team members achieve and exceed their goals. And when I have a leader whose commitment is to that, I'm going to help you get good on my watch, then the impact that can have on your success personally as well as professionally is so powerful. You know, one of the things I coach my clients on is if someone's having trouble, they're getting divorced, they're having problems
right.
with their kids, don't let them drop their standards at work, because at work that when that success is going to resonate over.
Well, plus they need to know that some part of their life isn't falling apart.
Absolutely.
That's important. Absolutely. That is really important.
Good leadership lesson.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm glad you're a Cards fan.
I know. So we hope the Cards are going to be up against the Detroit, right?
And that's so, right, because you had some good stats about that. When was
Detroit beat our Cards in 68. I'm never forgiven them for that. But we got it back, and I think, what was it, 06? We got it back. And so maybe it'll be a repeat of that. And, of course, you and I want the Cards to win, right?
Absolutely. I'm so happy to know you're a Cards fan.
All my life. Hey, Ellen, give us a website again, please.
BareBonesBiz.com.
Thanks for being here. Good job.
Thanks,
we'll see you next time. Ellen Rohr, ladies and gentlemen. You got to love a woman who will use sports analogies. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.